can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Well, what happened to the intro? I don't know. I loaded it, I'm pretty sure. There it is. Okay. We got the intro, so now we're feeling good. We're ready. Wandering Rhythms right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Little Burnaby Mountain in the city of Burnaby, the namesake, the title track, Mountain of Burnaby. Yes, Simon Fraser University's home, and we are in the sub building, Student Union. This pancake breakfast currently closing down, and yeah, it's good times here in Burnaby. We are living on a fabulous planet, and there's lots of music to be heard. New stuff coming out every single day, and yeah, this program, Wandering Rhythms, it celebrates the great flourishing of cross-cultural music, I would say. So yes, possibly, to borrow some words from the previous program, Democracy Now!, an existential threat to homogenous derivative music. So, yes, be careful, you boring music stations. A lot of stuff in the first hour, jumping around the planet, and the second hour, we're going to travel to a specific place. Geographically speaking, it is called, currently, in its new regional mapping, Nouvelle-Aquitaine, which is southwestern France, including several very nice cities, the biggest of which is Bordeaux, so the wine region of France. So yeah, lots of cool bands, of course, a lot of diversity, and yeah, one city in particular called Pau, which is home to a lot of really freaky stuff. So yeah, look forward to that in an hour from now, I do. And yeah, in the meantime, let's get rocking here. So one of my fave albums call them the 10s, 2010s, the album called June Noon, which came out in 2015, over 10 years ago now, a collaboration between a North Indian orchestra called the Rajasthan Express, Shai Bensur, who's from Israel, and Johnny Greenwood, the guitar player of Radiohead. Maybe you've heard of them. So yeah, really, Rajasthan Express, like, I love how these two guys let them do their thing and they just kind of sprinkled magic on top. But yeah, the main event is still the Indian ensemble, and didn't try to turn it into Radiohead, but just did some stuff and made it like a little bit more accessible to Western ears, you might say. They also had a whole documentary made by Paul Thomas Anderson about the making of this album, new Best Director at the Oscars. So finally, they've announced, I never knew if it was going to happen, nobody did, but they finally announced a follow-up album to their debut, Junoon. It's called Ranja, coming out in May, and here's the title track, the first single from that record, Rajasthan Express, Johnny Greenwood, and Shai Bensur, here on Wandering Rhythms. This one's going to pack a real punch. And by the way, we are in Burnaby, the home, ancestral homeland of the Coast Salish people, futuristic homeland as well. The Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and many people across this great country we now call Canada. Check this out.
Seconds of a perfect release, and you feel it like it's a struggle and pain. You've been silently free, and you went down to the deep. They were talking to you like you were on fire. Fire.
doing that.
Yes, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio. I'm Nick Legacy, your host. And yeah, we just heard Altın Gün, funky Turkish music out of Amsterdam. Amsterdam, yes, their new album, Garip. We heard, I think, the only instrumental track, but it was so nice that I just didn't want to discounted simply because there were no vocals. But yes, the song was called my best Turkish, Benim Yarim, and the album, yes, called Garip. It's a entirely cover album, although totally reimagined covers of an old folk rocker from Turkey, Baglama Virtuoso, Baglama being the guitar of Turkey, basically, with microtonal, the distance between the notes is different than Western music, so you hear a lot of stuff that sounds a little, a little sinister, perhaps, or minor, or brooding, but it's just because they don't have the same 12-note scale, and it's makes for some very, very interesting stuff. And so, the artist who they're covering on this entire album is Neset Ertas, who lived from 1938 to 2012, and a beloved icon of Anatolian music, singer, lyricist, and yes, baglamist. And yeah, Elton Goon, they're coming to town here for the Vancouver people. If you haven't heard, it was just announced recently. They're coming September 6th and 7th. The year would be 2026. And they're playing at the Pearl, which is where a lot of the hot new touring bands, new and old, are performing lately on Granville Street. And they're being supported by Alex Mass, who is the singer of a fairly famous psych rock band from Texas called the Black Angels, and he's now, I think he's got his own band, I imagine. He started this Austin Psych Fest. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be a night of minds blown. Two nights. September 6th and 7th. Elton Goon in Vancouver. And, oh, yeah, I should also mention they recently lost... She left the band. She quit to go pursue solo project. But Merv Dasdemir was one of the founding members and the only female member of the band who shared vocals with Erdinch. So, yeah, that's a sad thing for Elton Goon. But, yeah, wishing her the best. We'll play some of her music in the future as she continues her solo career. All right. By the way, background music, I think this stuff's generated by AI. I just found, like, searching for background music. Very confusing. It's a KAJC music out of Toronto. No human is credited, so it sounds like it's robots. And it just says this generative ambient soundscapes captured in a single moment, which makes no sense to me. How can soundscapes be captured in a single moment? That's crazy. Unrepeatable, slow and still. Music for choir rituals. Soft creating. Soft creating. I love it. Okay, drifting and remembering how it feels to pause. Captured in a single moment, this 44-minute album, which came out last year. It's called Where the Thaw Begins by KAJC. I'm not going to play it without me talking over it because... Yeah, they got to earn my respect, these AI songs, and not doing it yet. But yes, moving on. Oh, sorry, I didn't tell you what we played before. Elton Goon, I just get going sometimes. Liam Bailey, British sort of folk reggae singer. New single of his called A Perfect Release. And we started once again with Rajasthan Express, Shai Bensoor, and Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead with the album... title track from the album Ranja. It was confusing at first. I played it was this like making of video where they said it was the official music video, but they threw in some more stuff at the beginning, so you heard a little bit more than the full track of Ranja. And coming up next, one of my favorite hip hop duos ever. They got a new album. They've been active since the mid 90s, and they're called Dalek, or D-A-L-E-K, with an umlaut on the A. Their new album, Brilliance of a Falling Moon, and man, these guys don't make easy music. All their stuff seems to have, like, you know, it's all fighting injustice in the world, and that stuff just keeps on happening, so they always have stuff to sing about, rap about. And yeah, just one thing about Dalek, which... amazingly, there's so few artists, I can't really think of any, honestly, that do hip-hop as dark as they do, and with the vocals not necessarily super present, like, at times it's kind of buried in some songs in the mix. A lot of just soundscapey, not AI-generative, but samples of, really harsh metallic sounds and stuff, but it all works really well. So this is one of their more beautiful songs on this new album. Once again, the album's called Brilliance of a Falling Moon. They'll only be touring in Europe, it seems, but they're based in New Jersey. And yeah, the song's called Substance. So a little content warning here. You haven't screened the whole song yet, so maybe some naughty words in there. Yes, all in pursuit of justice in the world, so it's for profanity for a good cause, potentially. Right, enjoy Dalek on Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Red dish and we the prime transmission.